Tiffany Lee is an attorney and resident fellow at the Yale Law School Information Society Project. She is also an expert on privacy, intellectual property, law, and policy. In our interview, we discuss the legal background in GDPR's Right to be Forgotten, the hype and promise of artificial intelligence, as well as her paper Humans Forget, Machines Remember.
The right to be forgotten, it's a core principle in the GDPR where a consumer can request to have their personal data be removed from the internet. And I was wondering if you can speak to the tension between an individual's right to privacy and a company's business interests.
So the tension between a consumer right to privacy and a company's business interests really happens in many different spaces. Specifically here, we wrote about the right to be forgotten, which is the concept that an individual should be able to request that data or information about them be deleted from a website or a search engine, for example. Now, there's an obvious tension there between a consumer's right or desire to have their privacy instated and the business or the company's business interest in having the information out there and also in decreasing the cost for compliance. So for the right to be forgotten in particular, there's that interesting question about whether or not we should be protecting the personal privacy rights of whoever's requesting that the information be deleted, or should we protect this concept that the company should be able to control the information that they provide on their service, as well as a sort of larger conceptual ideal of having free speech and free expression and knowledge out there on the internet. So one argument outside of this consumer versus business tension, one argument really is simply that the right to be forgotten goes against the values of speech and expression. Because by requesting that your information or information about you be taken down, you are in some way silencing someone else's speech.
Right. So Tiffany, I wanted to sort of follow up a little bit. I was wondering if you can give some of the legal background behind the GDPR's right to be forgotten, specifically referring to the Spain versus Google case that you mentioned in your paper on AI and the right to be forgotten.
The main important case that we discussed, the right to be forgotten, is a Spanish case that started in 2010. In that year, a Spanish citizen, along with the Spanish EPA, the Data Protection Agency, sued both a Spanish newspaper as well as Google, the American internet company that is now part of Alphabet. So the Spanish citizen argued that Google infringed on his right to privacy because the Google search results included information related to things that he didn't want to be in the public realm any longer. Now, that's the basic legal framework. Eventually, this case went up to the ECJ, which in 2014 ruled in favor of the Spanish citizen and against Google. Essentially, what they ruled was that the right to be forgotten was something that could be enforced against search engine operators. Now, this wasn't a blanket ruling. They did give certain conditions. A few conditions have to be met in order for search engine operators to be forced to comply with the right to be forgotten. And there are various exceptions that apply as well. And I think what's interesting really is that even then, people were already discussing this tension that we mentioned before, both the tension between consumer rights and business interests, but also the tension between privacy in general and expression and transparency. So it goes all the way back to 2010, right. And we're still dealing with the ramifications of that decision now.
Right. So one thing about that decision that maybe a lot of people don't understand is that the Spanish newspaper that originally ran the story still has that content. The court decided, correct me if I'm wrong, that that had to be still available. It's just that Google's search page results could not show it.
Yes, I think that since then we've seen a few other cases that have had similar fact patterns. And there has been discussion of, you know, whether we can actually force newspapers to delete their archives. So I know one person mentioned this, and really what to me is kind of frightening framing, that the right to be forgotten, taken to its ultimate endpoint, would essentially mean burning newspaper archives. So especially coming from an American point of view, you know, in the U.S., where free speech is sacrosanct, that is incredibly frightening to think about. The idea that any individual could control what's kept as part of the news media and what's kept as part of our history is a little worrisome. And of course, the right to be forgotten has many conditions on it, and it's not an ultimate right without, you know, anything protecting all these values we discussed. But I think it should be mentioned that there are consequences, and if we take anything to an extreme, the consequences become, well, extreme.
Extreme, right. So I'm wondering if you can just explain a little bit about what the right to be forgotten specifically requires of companies.
The interesting distinction that I discussed, my co-authors and I discussed in our paper on the right to be forgotten in artificial intelligence, is that the law back in 2010, as well as the law that's upcoming, the GDPR in 2018, the law does not really define what it means to comply with the right to be forgotten. So they mention removing records and erasing records, but this isn't really clearly defined in terms of technical aspects, you know, how to actually comply. And this is especially an issue with current databases and with artificial intelligence and big data in general. We don't know if the law means that you have to delete a record, you have to overwrite a record, you have to replace the record with a null value, you have to take away the data file, the data point from the record in general. We don't know what this means. Companies aren't told how to comply. They're just told that they absolutely have to, which is problematic.
So deleting is not just as simple as dragging a file to the trash can or clicking delete. I'd like to pivot to artificial intelligence. There's a lot of excitement and promise of artificial intelligence, and I'm wondering if you can set the stage by highlighting a few benefits and risks and then linking it back to your specific interest in artificial intelligence and the right to be forgotten.
So broadly speaking, I think that artificial intelligence definitely is the way of the future. And I don't want to overhype it too much because I know that right now AI is such a buzzword. It's included really in any discussion anyone has about the future, right? On the other hand, I also don't believe that AI is this, you know, horrible monster that will eventually lead to the end of humanity, as some people will have put it. I think right now we're dealing with two things. We're dealing with maybe a soft AI, so advanced machine learning, or really what I call AI is being just very advanced statistics, right? We have that from artificial intelligence that can train itself, they can learn, they can create better algorithms based on the algorithms that it's programmed with and the data that we give it. We have that from our artificial intelligence. We do not yet have that form of super intelligent AI. We don't have, you know, the Terminator AI. That doesn't exist yet, and we're not anywhere close to that. To take a step back a little bit, get away from that idea of the super intelligent sentient AI who is either a god or a monster, and get back to what AI is right now.
So, Tiffany, in your recent paper on AI and the right to be forgotten, you talk about AI apps as they are now, and you describe how it's not so easy to erase something from its memory.
In our paper, we look at a few different case scenarios. I think the first issue to bring up is what I already mentioned, which is simply that there's no definition of deletion. So it's difficult to understand what it means to delete something, which means that in the case of the right to be forgotten, it seems like legislators are treating this as analogous to a human brain, right? We want the right to be forgotten from the public eye and from the minds of people around us. Translating that to machine intelligence, though, doesn't quite make sense because machines don't remember or forget in the same way that people do. So if you forget something, you can't find a record of it in your brain, you can't think of it in the future. If you want a machine to forget something or an artificial intelligence system, you can do a number of things, as I mentioned. You can override the specific data point, replace it with a null value, delete it from the record, delete it merely from the system index, and so on. So that's one issue, right? There's no definition of what deletion means, so we don't really know what forgetting means. I think another issue, if we take a step back, if we think about machine learning algorithms and artificial intelligence, you consider any personal information as part of, say, training data that is used to train an AI system. If your personal information, for example, if you committed a crime and the facts of that crime and your personal information are linked to that crime, and put into an algorithm that determines the likelihood of any human being to become a criminal. So after adding in your data, that AI system then has a slight bias towards believing that people who may be similar to your various data points may be more likely to commit a crime, right? Very slight bias. So when that happens, after that, if you request for your data to be removed from the system, we get into kind of a quandary. If we just remove the data record, there's a possibility of affecting the entire system because the training data that the algorithm was trained on is crucial to the development of the algorithm and the development of the AI system.
Yep.
So there's that first question of, can we even do this? Is this possible? Will this negatively affect these AI systems? Will this actually protect privacy? Right? Because if you delete your data, but the system has already been trained on your data, then there may still be a negative effect on you. And the first basic goal of this right to be forgotten might not be accomplished through these means. I know this is a long list of questions, but these are a few of the issues that we're thinking of when we consider the problem of artificial intelligence in contrast with the right to be forgotten and with privacy in general. There's a lot that hasn't been figured out, which makes it a little problematic that we're legislating before we know the technical ways to comply with legislation.
Right. That's really fascinating how the sort of a long-term memory that's sort of embedded in these rules, that it's not so easy to erase once you've trained.